So you got to get creative with where you find materials, where you find different frame building parts and bits like that. Cheat codes, though, is 3D printing.
Oh, yeah. What were you 3D printing?
One thing that really helped me make my bike was a jig to make my fork. We have an anvil jig, but it doesn't really support the fork well. So I made this 3D printed jig to hold the tubes together. And that really saved me a lot of time and effort in getting my miters right. And I got the fork done first try.
And is that the only tooling you used that was 3D printing, or did you use it in other places too?
A few other places. I made some spacers to hold my stays at the right width apart. Those were the main two for me, yeah.
Okay. What did you like most about this process? Since it was your first bike, there's probably some things that you loved about it and other things that you dread.
Sometimes I loved hand filing to get things just right. It's sometimes a lot nicer than putting it in a mill and trying to set it just right for me. But then other times it's a double-edged sword. It can be also a pain because I would start off on the mill sometimes, make a mistake, and have to file for hours and hours to get it just right. So I think just better planning with the cuts for both tools. Both tools have a good use. Just better planning would help.
I'm a big fan when young engineering students learn about project planning.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll see you in there.
Thank you.